You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
You can do a lot in one day. Travel to the other side of the world, write a short story, or even start your own online business. Save time, save money, and get your products online now. From $4,999 per e-commerce website, you will receive everything you need to start selling online, delivered in 24 hours. No experience needed. Just leave it up to Odette Butcher, the e-commerce coach for buyonlineshops.co. Google certified with over 1,800 stellar reviews. Forget the hassle and start your side hustle today. Visit buyonlineshops.co or contact 084-811-9163 to get started.
All right, we mentioned to you that we're going to be speaking to Odette Butcher, and it's the next in a series of discussions that we're having here on Zone Radio about transformation, digital transformation. And we played the Eskimo song because she's going to be telling us how we sell ice to an Eskimo. Good afternoon, Odette.
Hi, Richard.
Ice
nice to be
an
here.
Eskimo. Why yes. would you want to sell ice to an Eskimo anyway?
It's just a saying.
Is it?
And also because I'm Canadian, it just makes sense.
Oh, because you are you Canadian?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there
I'm
you go.
I'm not just putting this accent on.
Okay, all right. All right, so you were in Canada.
In Canada.
They sell ice to Eskimos.
They do, oh, really okay. far north.
Okay, interesting. Tell us more.
Well, today I thought we could chat about, you know, all the other chats that we've had to date are about the tools that we can use for selling online, but we also need to get our minds right and our skills, our soft skills in the right place in order to make use of everything we've put into place and now convert these calls, these emails, these WhatsApp messages into actual sales. So it's fine to have an all singing, all dancing website with all the technical tools firing away and doing their bit and expensive ads in place. But when we start getting those calls, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Because I think there is this myth that if you have an online business or an online e-commerce platform, that you can just go and sip pina coladas
and the money will come rolling in. Yeah.
And that really is a myth that we need to demystify.
Okay.
So for me over the years, I've just come up with my own recipe of how to pretty much guarantee a sale every time I'm getting a call. And if it's not a sale converting today or within the next week, I'm pretty sure that person is going to come back at some stage in the future if they have a need. And if they don't have a need due to affordability, I'm hopeful that they will tell others about this amazing business that they spoke to.
Mm.
So firstly, I would say that you need to believe in what you're selling. Believe and have passion for what you're selling so strong that you actually get butterflies. And I think for a lot of us, that's probably a feeling that we won't often have in our lifetime. But for me, it's really worked for me is just being so obsessed with what I'm selling that it obviously comes through when I'm chatting to customers. And I mean, it was this idea selling my bucket list online. People were like, that is never going to work. But I made it work because I'm so passionate about what I'm selling. So I think that's a key ingredient is belief and passion in what you're selling. You need to have the right tone of voice and body language. Obviously, if you're in a bricks and mortars business, people, we read 80% of communication is about body language. Mm. So people will definitely be reading that on an unconscious level in terms of how confident you are in your product. But online, it's the same in terms of how we're speaking to people over the phone and definitely our tone of voice coming through business communications on email and also WhatsApp and the consistency coming through all of the creative posts on our social media platforms as well. So people will pick up your enthusiasm and your passion by looking at your digital presence as well.
That's almost more important than the face-to-face communication,
yes,
paying attention
hard.
To that, because you know with face-to-face communication you can be a little bit off the boil if your body language is right. But when you're speaking on the phone or when you're doing digital communication, there is no body language. The words and the tone of voice
have
to do it all.
The images,
yeah, all that, yeah.
it's quite intense, you know. You can't be speaking to someone who's just like really passionate over the phone, and then you go to social proof them online, and then you're like, gosh, these graphics are so boring, and their customers look so bored, or there are no pictures of customers. So it needs to be consistent. But I think when you have a passion and a belief for what you're selling, and you have the right tone, etc., this is, people feel confidence. And confidence is a muscle, and it's something that we need to really see as a muscle that we need to flex often, because you can start losing confidence quite quickly. Customers are definitely attracted to confidence. It's almost like this charismatic, you know, this light bulb sort of beaming, and they get attracted to it. They can see it. Know your product inside and out. That to me is really important when I'm selling a new experience. I feel on the, you know, on the ball, or should I say over the barrel, if someone says, so what type of BMW will I be driving in? And then I don't know. Or how many people will be in the BMW with me? You know, so it's really important to know your product inside out, and as well as your operations and fulfillment process. So you need to know your online shop, how to use it. Once a person has placed an order, then what? You need to have all of that 100%. We were chatting about tone of voice over phone, messenger, and emails, running through your social media. I think it's important as well to be real and authentic. You know, I have companies that I follow online that I mimic and replicate. Never copy others. Certainly try to, you know, perhaps follow in their footsteps, but always bring in your own flair, your own uniqueness, and your own core business values. That's important. Really key for me with selling online is speed and consistency. So, like we were saying, this idea that e-commerce is just printing money while you're lying by the pool, or you're a digital nomad who never does any work. It's actually not the case. I'm pretty much hooked up between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Obviously, I work online in the evenings and on the weekends, but be hooked up to your online platform. Have your online sales assistant on, and have your WhatsApp fully charged and available. Be available when your customers are wanting to burn cash. And that will definitely assist the type of customer who is more impulsive. If you are not available when they are ready to shop to answer their questions, I promise you they're going to bounce, and they're going to go look on Google for another product or service that's similar. You know, it's a bit like going into any store and there not being any shop assistants there. It's exactly the same principle. So be available. That definitely assists to convert the impulsive shoppers. Then there are the other shoppers who are more risk averse, you know, a little bit cautious, skeptical. So when you hear them on the phone, or you sense online that they're asking a lot of questions and they really are a little bit hesitant and unsure, that's when I start whipping out my naughty badges. So the unique selling points of your business. Do you offer free delivery? Do you have a money-back guarantee? What sort of awesome golden stars can you whip out and share with your customers, the ones who are a little bit uncertain, just to assure them? You can even say, I'll send you a link for all of our customer testimonials, just to assure them. And that really is the ability to influence. That's also important when selling online, is, and it is when dealing with the skeptics, and there still are a lot of skeptics. You would use your influence skills when they are, you know, starting to back out of it. And also when you can see that a product might not suit this person, but you have a few other products that could suit them. So when it comes to influencing, that's an important ingredient, because every person who calls you costs 150 Rand. To get them to call you if you have advertising running. So you don't want to lose that call. And if something is not available, see if you can upsell them to something else, or cross-sell them to something else. Try not to lose them. Another tip that I do for online selling is when the tickets are coming through in email inquiries. And I found this tip by accident. My colleague was on study leave, and I wasn't coping with the volume of inquiries that was coming through. So what I did was I just quickly put the phone number into my phone and I started chatting with the people on WhatsApp instead of email because it was just taking too long. And I converted a high volume of those sales as well because it's more personal. Mm. It just went faster. They got what they needed, got them to make payment and then take it from there. So that's another tip that I've learned over the years. And yes, like we were saying earlier, you know, the importance of, I was struggling a bit with rejection online. And I knew this guy who was a salesman for helicopters. And I asked him, you know, for his advice. I said, how do you deal with rejection? And he said, you know, Odette, very often no means maybe. And that really stuck with me. And it's very important that when people do say no, that we treat them the best we can, even though they're saying no at that time. Because in 6 months' time or 12 months' time or 3 weeks' time, and they've had a good experience with you, they're likely to come back. So whether a customer is saying yes or no, treat them all the same.
Mm.
Because people don't remember exactly what you said to them, but they do remember how you made them feel.
Mm.
So at every point within the business, the online business or the bricks and mortar business, we need to make our customers feel great, even if they're not buying something today.
Or they feel that good about it, they have no fear in saying to a mate of theirs, listen,
yep,
you know what, you want to go and ride in a helicopter? Give this lady a call or go to this exactly. website, because even though I couldn't afford what she had to offer,
yes.
she didn't make me feel small about that. She still treated me as
absolutely.
If I was the most important person in the world. Yeah.
That's right. So that's pretty much a summary of my top tips that I've learned over the year. Definitely speed, getting back to people and just closing those sales, how you make people feel, the power to influence. And identifying if you have an impulsive shopper or if you're dealing with a cautious shopper, and then manipulating your kind of speech from there.
Well, essentially, if you look at the world around us, there's sort of four basic behavior styles, and you have to learn to deal with all of them. I mean,
yes.
one is an impulsive person,
yes.
an expressive person who wants it now and, you know, wants to look good in it. And then there are those that are more analytical.
Yes.
They want to speak to you, and then they want to go and analyze what you said and compare with their own research, and then they want to come
yes.
back and ask some more questions. You've got to be patient with that.
Yes.
And then you get those people who want to tell you what they want, when they want it, and you must just do it, who tend to be sort of driver by nature. And then you get those people that are kind of friendly, amiable kind of people who don't want any kind of confrontation. And those are the ones who are going to be the ones more likely to refer you, because
yes.
they're going to feel you didn't confront them because they may have wasted your time or something like that.
Yes.
So all four of those types of people are people that we need to hone our skills on in terms
yes.
of dealing with them.
So it's about knowing people and not being scared of people.
Mm.
And I think all too often, and I even hear it, you know, with the online shops that people are looking to purchase, you can hear the new business owners are trying to get someone else to run the business.
Mm.
And I just don't always see that that works. I mean, I know they say that we should be working on our business and not in it, but so many of us successful business owners are the business because people want to deal with you.
It's funny that you say that. It is so, so important. And it doesn't matter whether it's online or whether you've got a brick and mortar business. I remember dealing with a guy who started a very successful company today. But at one stage, his business went through a bit of a wobble because it had started to grow. And the more it started to grow, the less active he was with his customers, and he was farming that out to employees. Mm. And we did some research on this company, and that was the answer. The answer was,
they wanted him.
We're not seeing him. He's not dealing with us personally anymore, and he started to lose business. He started to do that now, and that's all he does now. If somebody else actually runs his business, he just goes out and talks to his customers. Successful. Very successful.
Yeah, he obviously, yeah, you just have the knack. You have the confidence, and people can feel it. It's the same thing when you're buying a car.
Mm.
You know, I walked into a few dealerships. had money to spend. It was an entry-level car, but I wanted to buy a new one and no one would help me. And eventually it was a specific dealership in my mom's town, Bredasdorp, just with a slower pace, an older guy, and he helped me buy my first brand new car. Older, confident, patient.
And he's the guy that you would go and buy your next car from, and another car from, or you would recommend somebody else buy a car from, because he's that kind of guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's very, very important that. Very important. All right, is there anything else you want to add?
No, that was pretty much it for today.
Well, you're short and sweet and to the point today.
There you go. Hey? No babbling from me.
Hey? You got a date or something that you're rushing off to?
No, I doubt it.
Hey? You doubt it. You doubt it. All right, folks, before she goes, let's find out how you can connect with her. Now, you can connect with her on two fronts. One of them is on the website thing. Just talk about that.
Yes. So basically what we do is offer a digital agency, which offers all the different social media, online advertising, web development services that any digital business or bricks and mortar business would need, along with e-commerce coaching, group coaching, or one-on-one. And then we have this wonderful platform called buyonlineshops.co, which offers you an e-commerce shop populated with a minimum of 200 products delivered to you, ready to start selling worldwide within 24 hours from as little as 4999. So, and with that comes all of the coaching and training as well. So you can jump online and look at buyonlineshops.co, or you can send me a WhatsApp using 0848119163.
And connect with her. Connect with her. We're looking forward to Friday for False Bay Business Network.
Yes.
You're going to be speaking to the network people. Because, again, it's a situation where we know that social media exists. We know that there's this digital life around us. But not all of us have got a handle on it all. We may have a handle on Facebook, but what about WhatsApp? What about
Instagram?
And, you know, how are you supposed to use it? Things like, I mean, Google My Business, those kinds of things that you've been speaking to us over the past couple of weeks. These are things that we need to get a handle on. Although I tried the Google My Business thing, and I want to tell you something.
I'm going to sort that out for you, Richard. I promise. Your Christmas prezi.
Yeah, because I'm like doof. I really am doof. But this is why you exist. I mean, you know, when I say that in the nicest possible way, this is a place people can go to. And
I think there's something for everybody. So look, we all have different budgets and different appetites for what it is that we need. But every business definitely needs a digital presence, or the presence that they have really needs to be updated, jacked up, and just completed correctly. So there is a bit of a myth that you're going to be charged tooth and nails from a digital agency. But there's like beginner, intermediate, and advanced packages. It just all depends on what your needs are. It doesn't mean that you need everything. Every business has some sort of digital need. And a lot of the social media that we were chatting about as well, a lot of it tends to take over our lives, and it need not. So that you can get to focusing on selling.
Yeah.
If all those things are set up properly as they should be, then you can have it ticking over in the background.
Those are the things.
And you're not obsessing about what do I need to be posting today.
Yeah, those are the things that must run in the background. It's not like you can run the whole business in the background and lie next to the pool.
No.
Although I did know one guy who did that and did it quite successfully.
Yeah, one out of a million.
Yeah, and this is all he did. It had to do with a contract for domestic workers.
Yeah.
So he put a thing on, people were looking for that. He put a thing online, you could download the thing, pay $50. And
well, I suppose it's down to the business model.
Yeah, and he never touched it.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable. But that's a rare exception. I wanted to ask you this before you go. We've spoken a lot about WhatsApp. We've spoken a lot about Instagram, Facebook. Where does Telegram fit into all of this? Is it a player?
Telegram is a beast. And I know that with the outage that we had earlier this week, a whole bunch of people started chatting to all of their contacts on Telegram. So perhaps, and I remember it came up again last year when everyone was all worried about their privacy and et cetera, et cetera. So I think that here in SA, WhatsApp is still predominantly the trend.
Mm.
Like in China, it's WeChat.
Mm.
But Telegram, I believe, is quite big in the UK and Europe. So perhaps we're a little bit behind and we just need the bubble to burst.
Mm. Because I see a lot of people joining Telegram. I don't see a lot of people using Telegram.
Because everyone is still on WhatsApp. So yeah. We really need to move over.
Yeah.
And understand that the benefits of Telegram, the one benefit that comes to mind right now, is that the size of the lists are not limited to 275.
Okay.
So in WhatsApp, if you have a group size of maybe 275 or over, should I say, then you now have to set up multiple groups. Mm. But let's say you're like a spread trader and you're paying some sort of subscription for people to watch you place and exit trades.
Mm.
And maybe you have a list of 1,000 people.
Yeah, then you're in trouble.
Telegram is amazing for that.
Okay.
Or on a company. Maybe a company has all their employees on a group chat or something. Then Telegram will suit them.
The fact that it's growing day by day in America, and if you're trading with international people, then both platforms need to be working, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Would you duplicate them?
Probably yes.
Mm. Okay. All right, it's interesting. Maybe we can have a closer look at Telegram and what it has to offer, because WhatsApp, most of us understand that, although I'm still getting my head around a lot of what WhatsApp can do. But Telegram is infinitely more powerful, you're saying?
It is very powerful. And I think going back to the customer again, unfortunately, it's actually all about how they want to communicate with you.
Mm.
So that's why I think part of us, I know the old me, the old kind of banker, corporate me was like, no, we communicate by email. That is it. I've had to change that mindset. If someone wants to chat to me by direct message through Instagram, that's available.
Mm.
Maybe other people want to use a live online chat assistant. That's available. Mm. Someone else is on Facebook Messenger. That's available. I mean, it's quite a lot to monitor and keep track of.
Mm.
But if you want customers, they're going to come from everywhere and you just need to be available to them.
You've got to be talking to the customer in the using the method that they want to use to communicate with you.
Yes.
I think it's awesome. And what you're saying, it's quite interesting that you said that, Odette, because I do know you come from that sort of corporate banking. You were an investment banker, very high-powered lady. And as you say, this transformation that we're talking about is a transformation that you've been through personally.
Totally.
So it's not like you just out here sprouting, you know, theory. This is stuff that you've actually practiced and lived, and I think that is the true value of what you have to share.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
We come back in 2 weeks' time.
I will be here.
And we're going to talk about something.
I'm not sure. I'm going to go away and find something really awesome.
All right. And I look forward to seeing you Friday morning, bright and early.
Super early.
You're going to educate one and all on how to use a social media.
Yes, or within 15 minutes.
Within 15 minutes. Yeah, well, you know what? It's that elevator pitch, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's that elevator
pitch. Thanks for that.
All right, Odette. Thanks so much for coming in. And we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Folks, go and check out this platform, because really, if you want to be trading online, I reckon this is an absolute winner.
You can do a lot in one day. Travel to the other side of the world, write a short story, or even start your own online business. Save time, save money, and get your products online now. From $4,999 per e-commerce website, you will receive everything you need to start selling online, delivered in 24 hours. No experience needed. Just leave it up to Odette Butcher, the e-commerce coach for buyonlineshops.co, Google certified with over 1,800 stellar reviews. Forget the hassle and start your side hustle today. Visit buyonlineshops.co or contact 084-811-9163 to get started.